Those fields for Saturday won't be too far away, but let's go and focus on today's meeting at Canterbury on a good four. Adam Hieronymus has got some key chances. Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to, I guess, jumping on Dance Whore Girl again, the way it won at Warwick Farm last time.
Definitely. She won very well. First up the other day, Warwick Farm. So looking forward to that. I think she'll improve. Off the run the other day, she didn't have a trial, and she's probably a little bit underdone, and she managed to get away with a nice win. So I'd say she'll improve a lot today.
You were able to sort of lead and control down to a field of six. Now, you might be able to do something similar today if you want to.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't really want to lead last start, but I think really went forward, and she's in front by herself. We had a couple easy sectionals, which probably helped to get away with the win being first up. But today, if I have to do a little bit of work early, then that's no bother. She's had that first up run, but she's pretty versatile. She's a lovely filly. You can put her anywhere you want, and she'll show a good turn of foot.
And certainly, just listening to you there, with no trial, the horse's fitness is just going to be a bit better today.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Okay. She's always shown good ability, and Tim's done a good job, as he does with all of his horses, and his stable's going well at the moment.
Yeah, certainly up and about, Tim Martin. That's Dance Whore Girl. Mate, you rode Vienna Rain in the most recent trial. Looked to be a nice one there on softish ground. Your debut today?
Yeah, she's been going well in preparation. Like you said, her trial's been nice, and her track work's been very good. Bit of an awkward gate, but we'll give her a jig out, and hopefully we can slot in somewhere. I'm not sure whether she'll really have the pace to sort of lead them, but even if she does save it, she's going well, so I'd expect her to run a good race today.
Grimioor, you've ridden in the past. It's obviously first up. It's had a couple of trials, so go to the races and see what happens here.
Yeah, definitely.
It gets back, but by gee, it's got a good finish to it.
Yeah, it was very nice preparation. So hopefully he'd come back well. Yeah, like you said, he'll sort of just get back and do his own thing. And I think he goes well at Canterbury. So looking forward to riding for Jason.
Rapido Shapiro for Gay and Adrian. Again, a really good run the other day. He just couldn't quite hold on.
No, it was a very good run. I thought it was quite a lot of merit in his run. I had to do a lot more work than I expected to do to be able to get him across from the barrier. But in the end, I sort of had to really kick on with it and take the lead up. So I think if that doesn't happen, he probably nearly wins that race last start. So stepping out to the 1900, he should be able to just roll along and lead them quite comfortably and just get him into a rhythm. And I think he's able to pick up and keep finding the line.
Certainly did. Let's hope so. What about the last? Do you know much about Fastnet Cyclone?
No, I don't. I just had a look at his form there before. Obviously, it's dropping back the last couple of runs. I think running the Canberra Cup and another stakes race. So before that, his form was well. So obviously, dropping back to a midweek from those harder runs at the end of its last preparation will definitely suit it.
The three or four of those are capable, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've got a good book of rides, and very looking forward to hopefully getting a couple of winners.
Let's hope so. Good on you, Adam. Good luck today.
I'd just like to make mention that Bell Flyer still needs a spot in the Kosciuszko. Won it last year. Looking to go back-to-back. He's the only horse to come out of the race last year and win his next start. So he's a very good horse, and anyone out there needing a spot, he'll certainly fill it.
Bell Flyer's the one. He's already got Tarbert, got a slot there yesterday. So John might end up with two, because it would be very hard to knock back last year's winner if he's pleasing John Shelton.
Yeah, definitely. John's very happy with the way the horse is going. Obviously, he won that race last year on a heavy track, and he's not really a heavy track horse. So, yeah, he's a good horse, and he's good to see him in the race again this year.
Yeah, all righty. You've done the push. Let's wait and see what happens. Good on you, Adam.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.